Hi everyone, my name's Sam Thomas and I'm here to give you some information about Worldwide Student Projects, or WSP for short. The talk takes about 5 minutes and after that I'll be happy to answer questions, okay? Right, well WSP is a voluntary service organisation which was set up to promote international understanding. Right now we've got people from 30 different countries working in local communities around the world. So if you're interested in joining them, I'd like to tell you about some of the opportunities that are available. Now, depending how long you want to be away, there are three sorts of project to choose from. Short-term projects lasting 2 to 3 weeks, medium-term projects lasting between 1 and 6 months, and long-term projects which can be anything up to a year. One of the short-term ones we've got on offer at the moment is in Japan. It's a village improvement project, and the work involves clearing the riverbanks and planting flowers, things like that. You'd be working alongside local people, so you need a basic knowledge of Japanese for that. The next one to tell you about is a children's holiday centre in Poland. What's required here is basically manual work. You'll be painting rooms, gardening, and generally preparing for the children's arrival. It's a medium-term project lasting 6 weeks. And there's comfortable accommodation on site. And now something for the animal lovers amongst you. It's a conservation project for sea turtles in Mexico. Sea turtles are under threat from poachers in that part of the world, so your main job would be collecting and moving the eggs to a safe site. It's a short-term project, and you'd be staying in a local school, but be aware that it has very basic conditions. Don't expect any luxury or satellite TV. Now here's an exciting opportunity in China for any budding architects. This is a long-term project and placements are for 9 months. You'd be working in an office in Shanghai, involved in planning and design, under supervision of a local architect. Oh, and I should mention that you have to pay an additional fee of $250 when you arrive. Finally, do we have any medical students here? Because there's a placement available in a centre for disabled children in India. You'd be providing general medical care and also assisting in the outpatients department. It's for 6 months, so you can get plenty of experience and also do something worthwhile for disabled children.